Today, we are trying an experiment. We're giving you a sneak preview of our print magazine as a weekend companion to our daily coverage of the spreading conflict in the Middle East. It includes the sort of stories you can sit down with, stories that help you make sense of these daily developments, such as veteran Iran correspondent Scott Peterson's sweeping profile of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Some of you who are primarily online readers might not have seen our magazine. We hope you'll check it out. We also hope those of you who are regular print readers visit csmonitor.com/daily to read this digital issue, or send it along to someone who might be interested, or hand them your print copy. We're big fans of print itself and the distraction-free experience it brings. You can contact me with your thoughts or questions by using a feedback form that you'll find on our website at csmonitor.com/daily. It's Saturday, March 7th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, March 10th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Haynes. Here are today's Monitor stories. Once again, a crisis in the Middle East has the U.S. appealing for military help from the stateless Kurds, this time as boots-on-the-ground proxies in Iran. Affecting any desire to contribute is the memory of letdowns after vital roles played in Iraq and Syria. Howard LaFranchi reports for The Monitor. So far, Russia is staying on the sidelines as the United States and Israel wage war against Iran. But the conflict is crystallizing Russian perspectives on President Donald Trump and might reshape how the Kremlin deals with the White House. Fred Weir reports from Moscow. The second Trump administration largely shut out the GOP hawk wing, members of which had held positions in the first Trump administration. Yet President Trump has now used military force far more than in his first term. How did we get here? Simon Montlake reports. A missile that struck an Iranian girls' school last weekend in Manab is the deadliest known episode of civilian casualties since the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran. The strike raises questions around military mistakes and their consequences. Anna Mulreen Groba reports. Kristi Noem's firing as Secretary of Homeland Security is President Donald Trump's first cabinet shakeup of his second term. The challenges she faced leading a critical agency at a time of public polarization remain for her successor to navigate. Sarah Matusik reports for The Monitor. The U.S. job market showed some signs of weakness even before war in Iran added a new strain on the global economy by pushing up energy prices. Laurent Velsi reports for The Monitor. From card catalogs and the Dewey Decimal System to ebooks and 3D printers, libraries have evolved over the years. What has endured? The timeless pleasure of getting lost amid the stacks and stumbling onto new treasure. Contributor Mer Brewster writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ann Case and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.